Okay, it's Zion Nithin, April 12th, we're on page Sarivav. And actually what we're addressing is, I think, very subtle. Very important, very subtle. And even though Rav Wolba is so clear and articulate in his writings, I think the point he's making is nuanced and it's a little hard to understand. So we have to try to analyze this. We have a contradiction in the Rambam, which maybe is a contradiction in general, where the Yiras HaOnesh is an unbecoming and lowly form of Yiras Shamayim or an ideal. And the Rambam seems to say both. Sefer HaMitzvahs defines this Hashem HaLakech HaTira as Avol Nira B'Niras Ancho B'Choleis. And the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the last paragraph of Hilchos Tshuva, he says the fear of being punished is the fear of simpletons. And it's not the way you should do mitzvahs. You shouldn't do positive mitzvahs because you're going to be rewarded. You shouldn't eschew averos because you're going to be punished. And the reconciliation seems to be that if it's fear, I don't want to do this because I'm going to get punished. I want to do that because I'll be rewarded. That's for simpletons. But if it's a broader awareness that my life is with accountability, and I have a fear of the job I have to do. He's not calling that Yiras HaRomos. Yiras HaRomos, I guess, is when you're not even thinking about your activity. You're thinking about Hashem. I'm just in awe because of the presence of Hashem. Here, he's calling this Yiras HaOnesh, but it's not, I won't do that particular action or this particular action because of fear of being punished. It's a state of This is my job. This is my function. I have a mashal of somebody who he ultimately does his job well because of a sense of accountability, but he doesn't go through his day, I won't do that violation because I would be punished for it. So the former is impressive, the latter isn't. And now in explaining this, we have this next paragraph. The paragraph begins with the word das. I think he's trying to tell you what he means. We talk about a broader Yiras HaOnesh, it's to understand the following distinction. Again, we did it yesterday, read it again. Das hina se'if ideologios shonos. Das is a branch of different ideologies. And I mean, that line itself is already a problem. I have an ideology, and my religion is a piece of it. Ulam shami mafia ke'echet mishitchei pulosel shelachar ha'noshes. But there it appears as one of the areas of operation of the business of human society, amanus, mado, politica, like art, science, and politics. And just like in the other areas, thought, you know, man's thought operates like somebody who's operating in his own field. You know, how do we think about governance and art and the sciences? We write about it as if it's our area. Das shel emes ena shetach pu'ula la shetach hispatlus. Real religion, true religion, is not an area of activity, it's an area of negation. That my opinion doesn't count for anything. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, and I'm a mavatl myself. Yichoreges mitchum ribonuso shel ha'adam. Yichoreg means like to go outside of, and av choreg is a stepfather. It means like you're outside of the realm of something. So it's to leave the realm of man's authority. He's not the ribon here. Pride and greatness, and might and strength, it's all to Hashem. So what's he saying? Yiras HaOnesh HaMitis, a true Yiras HaOnesh, los es koach lepamalya shamala, is to attribute strength, the ultimate strength, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bezdin. To understand and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power of judgment and decision over our actions. I think there's the difference. It's a broad awareness of that last fact, as opposed to, I don't want to have a bad day today, so I'm not going to do an Avera. You know, it's a much broader and more committed response to the notion of Onesh. And you can't escape to your principles and your shitos on the day of judgment. You know, like people write articles. Do they find evidence of God compelling or not compelling? You know, people have their own shitos about it. Right. All my opinions. I'm such an expert. I have a PhD in religion. Hashem doesn't care. That's what he's trying to say. We can opine about lots of things, but Yiras Onesh, he's saying, means it's the sense that all of that is nonsense. Which is the world we live in writes about religion, exactly like you said, like man writing about his own topic. The problem is it's not that way. Because the whole thing is weighed in the das of the God of Deos, and there all of our opinions and shitos are null. So fear of punishment, quote unquote, yiras onesh, is also spiritual vision. Okay, so I think what he's trying to say is, if yiras onesh means in the broader sense, it's clarity, it's absolute clarity. This is a fascinating piece. I've never actually seen this way of distinguishing between two levels of yiras onesh. I think the Bali Musar emphasized yiras onesh. It's a famous thing. Hasidus really worked away from it, and Musar almost diametrically opposed, focused on yiras onesh.
He says lower level is also not, you have to give them conscious
Yeah, so this might be the answer, because the truth is simple yiras onesh isn't good. So I think it could be that Musar was working toward this higher level yiras onesh.
Like acknowledging Hashem's sovereignty and omnipotence, is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, then it almost becomes the job to distinguish it from yiras haromos. Yiras haromos is I'm so in awe of Hashem that sin is not on the table. So yiras haromos doesn't even think about sin and punishment. Yiras onesh he's talking about, I think, thinks in a broad sense. It's Hashem's world. Hashem is the Melech HaMishpat, and I'm working for him. Uh-huh. It's considered that of a simpleton, is that where each thing, he put it, Pachem im oros hazman. People are afraid, oh, there's going to be a tragedy today if I do X or I do Y. And that's, I would, but I don't want to be punished. That's for simpletons.
Is there an element of having pride in that you're working for the king and you want to do a good job for the king?
Yeah, but pride is not so much really the term in yiras onesh. It is yira. We're talking about yira, which he defined from the outset as the midah of holding back, of restraining oneself, that he said exists in all people from their neshama, but it has to be brought out. How do you bring out yira from yiras onesh? The good way is an awareness of it's Hashem's world, I'm put here with a job to do, and there's accountability, but in the broad sense. Kol od sheshikuim b'shrivus lev. So long as we're still steeped in shrivus lev, einam roim. They don't see. This is the mitzvah of yiras onesh. Lots is mishrius leiv veliros. Some actually translate the term shrius leiv from the word shur, which means to see. Ashurenu veloata. It means just following the whatever my heart seeks to see. But it doesn't mean whimsical seeing. It means real seeing. If yiras onesh is a perspective, then it's the higher level yira. As he started this whole section by saying that a person, chesed and yira, have a commonality because I'm steeped in myself. I don't see other people's needs and I don't see my responsibilities to Hashem. If I gain clarity of vision, I step out of that and realize I'm supposed to think about other people and I'm supposed to think about it's Hashem's world, not mine. And that's how he's defining yira. Zoe avodas ha'yira. Just do one more line here. Zoe avodas ha'yira. This is the avoda of yira. Lahalos koach instinctivi zeh lahavcho liyira gluya balev. It's to take this instinctive koach, which is sort of latent, and bring it out as something revealed. And it'll show us that the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah says how you reach yira. And Mr. Shem will continue with that next week. Okay.